Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Ever wondered what's really behind the headlines? Or why certain theories just won't go away? Dive into the world of the No Name Podcast, your go-to podcast for unraveling the mysteries of conspiracies, politics, and everyday life. Each week, we blend our opinions, analysis, with some storytelling to uncover the hidden layers of our world. From the latest political intrigue to the most fascinating conspiracy theories, we bring you a balanced dose of skepticism and insight. Whether you're a seasoned critical thinker or just curious about the whispers that swirl around us, we offer a space where your questions are welcome and your mind can wander free. Tune in, spark your curiosity, and let's embark on this journey of discovery together. The No Name Podcast, where every episode is a new chance to think critically and see the world through a different lens. Don't miss out. Like, share, and subscribe today and join the conversation.
Hey, this is Jeremy coming to you from the No Name Podcast.
What's up, everybody? It's Dustin.
It's your boy, Trey. I'm back.
Finally. Again. Another vacation under the books,
like,
huh?
Terminator.
Hey, you got to talk like he did for you last week.
There's no way. That was a terrible, terrible impression. And I heard it.
He said, do your best, Trey. Dustin. I was thinking he was going to do what I did when I was like, yeah.
Your boy.
Yeah. At the end, he says,
Terrible.
Amanda said it was close.
I don't know. I'm
going to start talking about this, though.
No, your voice is what makes you unique.
I know.
We like
much.
It.
I need to do some animation for cartoons. I think I'll make a lot of money in that career.
You probably could.
I could. My voice is very...
Especially in Atlanta. I mean,
yeah.
Geez.
Yeah. I could. That might be something I need to get into.
Hey, so. It's never too late to try.
Right. Hey, I'm still young.
My wife's got a cousin that does like a voice. She's like a voice actor.
Yeah.
Voice actress.
She does, can do that.
She does own commercials and stuff. I don't remember which one she's done. But then her husband, actually, he does he's one of the voices on, does the traffic on one of the stations in the mornings. But he also did Baraka on Mortal Kombat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
He does a lot of comic.
Is that
stuff.
A dying field because of AI, though?
I don't know. Maybe.
That is possible because AI.
It's getting better and better.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, even for our podcast intros, it's like, it's just so much easier to use the AI.
For those who don't know, that's AI.
Yeah.
John Connor tried to warn everybody.
Well, we're people. We don't listen.
Now, I didn't go super lazy and have AI write me a song and words. I at least did the song piece, you know, mixed them together myself. But
there you go.
Because there is AI now that'll do both.
Yeah, they can do all of it.
It's crazy.
I love it. I shared the app with you, right?
Oh, AI. Absolutely.
And it produces.
I've got a podcast song. I just haven't released it on here. I mean, it's phenomenal.
It's hilarious.
It's good. It's great. I need to queue it up and play it. It's really good.
It's really funny.
So it feels good to be back. And of course, you know, a lot of stuff happened this week.
Yeah.
This has been I don't know, man. I just feel as if, and y'all let me know, I just want to do a heat check before we dive into it. Do y'all ever feel like like we talk about it, we have this conspiracy podcast show here. Doesn't it feel like we're in the Matrix?
All the time.
No, I'm talking about like, do you feel the Matrix now? Like, you know what I mean? Like we say we need to unplug and we make jokes and we kind of allude to this underbelly world that we don't know about, right? Or we're different. But just sometimes every now and then I can feel like I am plugged into something.
Yeah, but it's also, I mean, it's harder for me to say because if I were to tell people the stuff that I see all the time.
Oh, they don't say you're on shrooms.
Yeah, they don't say I'm so I can't really comment on that. I mean, you'd be better to ask Jeremy.
Jeremy, how do you feel?
I definitely feel what you're feeling. It doesn't feel real a lot of the times. And a lot of the people around me will hear me say, especially my kids, I'm like, is this real life right now? Like, you know, sometimes, I mean, it kind of goes back to that episode we did with Dustin when he was talking about his, whatever, you know, I don't remember exactly what we called it, what episode it was, but like, what reality are you living in or something like that. Mm-hmm. It almost feels like that sometimes where you're having an out of body experience because you're just like, dude, like this, what?
Yes. Oh, okay. So what really felt like that, and I know you guys saw it, the helicopter and plane crash, which is unheard of. And now I'm going to say something. Initially, when I saw it, I heard about it. You know, it happened at nighttime. By the morning time, we all kind of knew about it. And I was kind of like, wow, man, what happened? You know, did a plane fall out of the sky? And then they said, no, they collided. I'm like, well, how does that happen? Because we all assume that we know the process. The process is, which is you have a tower, and this tower is communicating because they have, like, we see it on the movies, the little beep, beep, beep.
Right, dot. Right.
Hey, don't hit the other dot.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's exactly what it looks like. You see them, and it's just going straight toward it.
And on this one, based on what I've heard, and we can get into the semantics of it, the problem and stuff like that. We can, the political side of it. I want to kind of stay away from that. Maybe a little bit. We can dive into it. I don't know how I am. But like, when you see the, what happens, we were just hearing about it and was like, oh man, like, this is bad. How does this happen? We immediately, you know, our president says it's DEI. I'm kind of like, well, how do you figure that? It just happened. We don't even know what color are the folks on the plane. So I was like, yeah. If those people were qualified, and the first thing I heard, it was a training Blackhawks. I'm like, well, no, these people are in training, so maybe this training go wrong. We hear about military accidents happening all the time. Maybe just finally caught up with the civilians a little bit. That's how I start thinking, like, dang, this is a training incident and a commercial plane, just a terrible accident. But when they released that videos from those different angles, and this is sad to say, 62 people died, bro. Yep. And the first thing you have on TikTok, Instagram, podcasts around the world is there is something more to this.
Yep.
Like, bro, in my head, why can't, the first thing I said is, and I'm a conspiracy type person, is why can't it just be an accident? Please let it just be an accident.
Never is anymore.
Because you know, your brain just like, I'm already feeling the things I'm feeling from work and how crazy it is. And I'm like, I just need a regular situation.
Yeah.
I need something to remind me that this world is still round and rotating or flat and rotate. Like, I just need to know.
Well, if it makes you feel better, I really think that that second plane crash that happened, was it yesterday in Philadelphia? I think that that one, to me, is what you're talking about. I think that's what you're describing. I think that is just a terrible accident.
How many people died on that plane? Like six?
Seven?
Seven?
I think it was seven. I think it was six passengers and a pilot, maybe, or
that
something.
That can be a regular minivan accident. Don't care. Oh, excuse me. I care? Don't care. Okay? I'm trying to figure out 62. Hey, don't look at me like that. I'm not saying I don't care about any lives lost. I do care about those people. I just want people to know that. But to me, that's not as extreme as 62 people dying.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter how. So
it does.
Okay.
It does.
Okay.
How many people died doesn't matter. And the reason I'm saying that, we say, okay, watch this. Okay, this is going to sound bad. I'm letting y'all know, everybody who's listening, what I'm about to say is going to sound bad. So counsel me already. If you don't want to listen, turn us down and wait 5 minutes, okay?
You are fake news.
This is real news. School shooting happened, what, last week? I think one person got shot. Boy, it stayed in the news all but 2 days.
Which I was kind of surprised about that, because the one that happened here in Georgia was two people that died.
And they talked about it all week.
Longer than a week.
Right. So watch this. Why was that? If it bleeds better, it leads better.
Right.
And granted, we weren't going through all this stuff too. So that's probably why it was, I call it a dry news spill. So that kind of led.
Right.
But I'm telling you, the more people that die in a situation, the more we care about it.
Right.
And watch this. To your point, we was talking off camera. The wildfires in Montana and Wyoming, nobody gave a flip. Yeah. It's burning woods. The ones in California, burning houses. Boy, we stalking about, we was in.
Not just houses, rich people.
Yep. The elites.
I mean, Trey, if that had been like in DeKalb County, do you think it would have been talked about as much?
What part of DeKalb County?
Well, true.
North DeKalb?
South DeKalb.
Where I live? Oh, no.
I mean, just saying.
Maybe it's an affluent area for black people. Maybe it's talked about a little bit. Maybe it's not making national news. I don't think it's making
I'm just saying, if that had been Jackson County, it would have been a done. It, like, you wouldn't have heard about it. Right. It would have just been like
some of the counties we don't care about in the state. Yeah.
But I think it was because it was obviously the elites, and you know, there's something about that. Just sidebar.
Mm-hmm.
That really annoys me about the human race is how people put these folks on a pedestal like they're something special. I'm like, these are people that have a talent, and they go out there and do the talent, and you enjoy watching a show they're on or listening to music they produce. But other than that, it's just a human being.
We can say that about all. Like, what's this? To your point, and I agree. I don't hate rich people because they got to where they are. What I hate is the idolization of those.
Right. That's exactly what I'm talking about, and is how it turns into this whole big thing. Like, when a celebrity does something bad, I'm like, there's people that do things bad every day.
Right. Right. What? Right.
Hello.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
No. I think that, but see, think about it like this. We have, when President Trump came and said it was DEI, at first I was like, bro, terrible leadership. And then, it's stuff like this that make me feel like we're not real. Then they asked him, hey, are you going to go to the site? Your boy said, am I supposed to go swimming?
Boy. My boy.
Your boy.
Hey, you had the signs up. He your boy. He's right there. Hey, come put him next to me. He says, am I supposed to go swimming with him? Boy, I said, you don't say that. You don't. That would be like if somebody's parent died and they said, I'm going to visit my mom. Well, you're going to get in the dirt? Oh, my God. That's just rude and disrespectful. But I to a certain extent, I get it. I mean, I'm like, bro, you're president. They're not letting you touch the water at all, bro. You can, presidents can dang near walk on water because they're going to make sure they have the helicopter. They're going to make sure it's going to be, they're going to take care of you. But I'm thinking more so like at this time, we need to be asking some other questions. Like, what really happened?
Yeah.
How do we never get this to happen again? But then we don't even know who to blame. And then, of course, the floodgates have opened for us to experience. We don't know the truth, which is some people are saying that the reason why we can't find none of the people on the Black Hawk is because it was remote control.
That is not fake news. I completely am on the 80 to 90% on board with the fact that that was a remote control helicopter.
I don't disagree. I think it could be. But now,
y'all going to sit here and tell me. Okay. How much percent you say you agree with that comment? If you had to put on a percentage.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
85. What you got on it?
I said 80 to 90.
Yeah. My hope is killing me right now.
No.
Wait, did you just say hope?
No. Yeah. You hate that word.
Yeah, he caught me on that too.
I hate that word.
You hope.
I do hope here. I hope.
You need to slap yourself.
I probably do. I told you, I feel like I'm in the Matrix. I may need to wake up. I'm using the word hope. Reason I see that is I watch Good Morning America. That's kind of my news. They don't give, Good Morning America is a little fun, but they'll give you the
Michael
important.
Strahan.
I like Michael Strahan. Yeah. You know, that's my boy.
Do you go into The View after that or no?
No, I go straight to ESPN. I get 8 o'clock, I'm going to ESPN.
He don't do The View, he does The Talk.
I don't even know what that is. That's a show? Okay, watch this. And they were showing you these, like, I have a thing for kids, man. Y'all know that.
Absolutely.
And so when they showed this, I guess he was like 12 to maybe 14 boy skating before he got on the plane, and he was killing it. And I just like, God, his whole life is right. Like, I mean, he wasn't like a normal skater, bro. This kid was good. And like his whole life. And he was there with his mom. And then I'm hearing about other people on the plane with their kids on that plane. With their parents. I'm like, dang, like it's the same thing I felt the same way about Kobe and stuff. Like when I hear kids involved in situations like this, I do feel a little bit more tender. And I just like, I mean, I showed the videos of him on the plane before it took off. Like, it made me pause for a second.
Yeah, it humanizes it.
It does.
Exactly.
So when y'all sit here and tell me
that they did it intentionally.
Yes, my hope is, please let us be crazy.
My theory is that somebody was on that plane that they wanted dead.
Why? When you, okay, give me your imagination.
I don't know if it's a witness to something, if it's a whistleblower, if it's a fill in the blank.
Yeah. It was Russians on the plane too, by the way.
Okay, you just proved my point even more. Thank you. That's what I mean, is that somebody was on that plane, if it's not just one person, a small group of people, whatever, that they didn't want around anymore. And that's where I'm at on it.
Yeah, Jeremy's looking at it from the view of, do you in order to take that person out, do you sacrifice this many people as opposed to the taking the risk of them doing something way worse and you have to risk losing many, many more? They're doing it as a good thing to save many more people. Where I look at it as,
well, no. I'm not saying that they're trying to save people. They're trying to save themselves. Oh. If they were trying to save people, like if they were,
don't do that to the plane, right?
I mean, if they were trying to save people, I could, you know, like maybe the Russians were bringing back some sort of like disease or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like
that's
maybe
what they're doing. Think about it.
That's not what they were doing.
I'm just saying, if they had to make that call and say, oh, well, if they're going to risk, I mean, if they're going to unleash a deadly disease on everybody and kill thousands of people, this is your opportunity to stop that. Is that what you do as a leader? If that was a leader, if that's put in your lap and they ask you to do that, are you going to do
question.
It?
Good question.
I mean, to be honest with you, if they were actually bringing back like a smallpox or something like that, I mean, obviously they did the world a favor, I guess. I mean, yeah. I don't know. Why wouldn't they just stop the person? If that was the case.
So that's that movie on Netflix with Jason Bateman. What is it called? Carry On. Carry On, kind of the same plot line a little bit, which you're going with here. Now that you post, what would you do? You're a leader. You're a leader of the free world. You're the president. You find out this plane with Americans on it, but these spies, I'm not going to call them Russian spies because I don't know. We don't know for sure. But just say something bad is on that plane. And you have to get it down.
Where is Jason Bateman in that scenario? We need the Jason Bateman to just come in and fix it so the plane lands safely.
Well, Jason Bateman in that movie is an evil guy.
He's not a good guy. That's right. Well, who's the good guy? I don't know his name, but I know
his face.
Can't think of him.
I don't know his name. The little TSA guy.
He's not a real well-known actor.
I mean, I bet, but we're just bad with his name. But what would you do?
I mean, I would probably do it, but
you would kill the people?
Yeah, in order to save thousands of people, yes. But I would be transparent about it, and I would say, this is what's going on.
People would hate you.
Oh, but I would let them know, this is what's going on. People are going to hate them more if they find out this was going on, and you just covered it up and didn't say anything, and you're going to talk about it as a complete accident.
What's the saying? Sacrifice a few for the many? What's the saying?
Yeah, that's exactly right, yeah.
So that's what you do?
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest.
You don't?
I think I can't do it.
So you do the opposite. You let thousands or possibly millions of people die.
Is this
to save 64.
Okay? You said some kind of disease, man manufacture or natural.
Now this is completely
hypothetical.
Hypothetical.
Yeah, we're having fun here.
Yeah.
Probably a bad way to have fun, but we are.
Oh.
So
we're having a conversation.
I'm having fun.
You have a really bad way of wording.
I like having fun. I'm having fun right now. This is my happy place.
So I will say, I think that if there was some sort of man-made disease on there, even if it wasn't man-made, okay, let's call it COVID, okay?
Okay.
What if COVID was on that plane?
And like in a container. Not,
in a container,
not
right.
Somebody would get
not taken. Somebody with it, okay. In a container, and the government knew that they were going to come over here and just open it up, right? So have you watched Night Agent 2?
I'm on first episode. I haven't started.
Okay. Well, so they kind of cover something to this effect.
Okay.
On the second Night Agent. So we'll have to have this conversation again after you watch it. But I think it's probably a good thing to sacrifice the 62. I thought it was 67.
Well, I don't know. I know.
Anyway, either way.
Oh, yeah. 64. So
somewhere. It depends on if they're counting the people.
Right.
Yeah.
On the helicopter, the quote unquote people. But anyway, I think it's a good trade off. I mean, if I had to be one of the people that was traded off for that, then it is what it is.
I would do this. I would try, if I knew, say I have the information that this is Mother's plane, I would say, hey, we have to tell the pilot to land somewhere like this area that's not away from population, pretty much. I need an airfield or something away from population, especially DC, away. And I'm sending the CDC, HHS, NIH, hey, be prepared for this plane. Now, once we land the plane, FBI and all these other three-letter agencies, I need y'all to some way get these people off the plane, if we can, because they could have unleashed it on the plane. If they haven't released it yet, if that's what we're thinking, they just going to do it somewhere in America or somewhere else, then let's see, can we find it and get it off the plane and arrest everybody on the plane until we can figure out who the person is that got. Yeah. You know what I mean? That would be my first solution. Unless I knew that they unleashed it on the plane and all these people were like immediately sick, then I would say, still the same thing, land the plane. And I just hate to tell y'all this, you don't have any rights once this plane lands. Because we have to.
You have no rights and you would now be a prisoner.
No, you have to be, because if you got the deadly disease on you and they look into mass casualties, then we have to put you in a quarantine until you healed. And we're hoping that we can. You may die on this makeshift, CDC can do it. We did it during COVID. This makeshift building, you know, for you to be sick in until we figure it out. I think that would be the route I would try to go. Now, if that would be my, yeah, I can't openly kill 62 people.
But here's the thing. If you had some sort of thing on the plane that if it was released in the correct way, that it would literally take out a square mile. Well, if you're a square mile in D.C.,
jeez,
holy smokes, right, you're taking out a lot of people, right, and probably some important people.
Yeah.
So that's a big thing. So is right. It worth the 62 sacrifice to send it? Because, I mean, the fact that they sent it right into the water, too. I mean,
interesting, huh?
So if they had this, if they had the, you know, some sort of air soluble or something that, you know, just, if it gets out into the air, it just chokes people out or something. I don't even know. It gives them a disease or whatever. Which, I mean, that could exist.
Yeah.
Now,
so, but if it hits the water
and dies,
you're good.
Well, maybe it gets in a water stream, too.
That's what I was just going to say. If it gets in the water, is it going to spread? Do they use that water
frozen
source?
It was partially frozen, so it probably went nowhere.
Yeah.
I guess.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know how cold it got to be for a disease not to.
Anyway,
either way,
it's all hypothetical.
Either way, we're never going to know the truth about it anyway.
So,
because everything they're telling you is just, it's a fabricated story anyway.
So okay, let me make sure I'm track with you guys. Y'all are 100%, well, 80-90% agree that this Black Hawk was potentially remotely controlled off by somebody else and bam, to the plane.
Potentially, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
We don't know the why, so that's what we just have fun with. Okay, I'm a volleyball this to y'all. Y'all tell me what you think. Elon Musk posted a tweet, January the 9th, 2024, and he says, in order for, I don't want to mess this up, because then they will say I'm fabricating his words, but I have it right here for you guys. I'm going to read it verbatim, because I couldn't believe this one. I wanted, watch this, as much as I have a hate for Tron.
It says it will take an airplane crashing and killing hundreds of people for them to change this crazy policy of die.
I guess he meant DEI. That's bad. He said die. He said die. Oh my God. This guy is terrible. I'm probably going to get fired.
Yeah.
Please don't let this podcast get any famous than it is already. I love my job.
I can cut it out if you want me to. It doesn't matter. But
God is always in control.
What I'm saying is that I don't fully understand what it is he was trying to say. So
I think it was DEI that he just misspelled.
Why wouldn't he change? I mean, can he adjust it? He owns freaking X. Like,
I would take this down.
Or take it down, right? But there's no point in taking it down
because Baby D sent it to me, and it still says the same date.
Yeah,
and it literally, people are commenting now. This doesn't poorly aged stuff. Like this one is in DC. That's crazy. Like in DC. That's crazy. And then somebody else put they put Lockheed Martin executive remote control helicopter under his thing a day ago. So people are attacking this tweet because they realizing, bro, you may have had something to do with this.
I mean, I don't know if he had something to do with it.
Why not?
He's not the government.
Is he?
No. I mean, he's outside of the government, supposedly, right?
You want to go technically or?
Yeah, technically.
Technically, yes. If
we're outside of government.
If we look at it as, is he pulling any strings in the government?
Oh, is he pulling strings? I'm sure.
Absolutely. So is there any way, is there any possibility at all that there is a string that he's pulling that helps him out in the situation?
I'm predestined on this. Yeah, you don't believe any way he can be involved?
I said it's possible, but technically, no. You're not supposed to.
Yes.
I hope.
If we're living on.
Get out of here. Fake news. Fake news yourself.
Listen, this is.
You are fake news.
Thank you.
This is him speaking in Jerrytopia right now.
No,
where he has full faith in it and it's all.
No, I do not.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
We're living by the rules, and we're going by the rules, and it's working out.
Dustin, you've known me long enough to know. Do I have full faith in the government?
No, you don't. But exactly. I'm saying you said
he said you're in Jerrytopia.
You said that's how it's supposed to be.
That's how it's supposed to be.
And it is. That's how it's supposed to be. We both know that's not how it is.
That's how I want it to be.
I know. That's Jerrytopia. How you want it to be. I know.
That's,
but that's not
Jerrytopia.
How it is.
You use the word.
It is a corrupt, evil empire.
There we go.
But why would he have? Why would he have the need to do that? What is the benefit? What is the gain?
I'm gonna ask you a question. I think y'all kind of hit on it.
I asked you the question.
Yeah, but I'm gonna be a politician right now. Okay. Is I'm gonna answer your question with the question.
Okay.
Which is, what is his end game? What is his purpose? See, watch this. One thing about Bill Gates, we know this guy's kind of, he's coming off a little bit Sithish, you know, Darth Vader-ish. You know what I mean? But we know one thing about Bill Gates. He has a family. He was with his wife. Went to like high school sweetheart. He's buying a whole bunch of land. He's into, watch this. We know he's into technology and his advancement. But we also know he gives a lot of his fortune away to help different organizations and blah, blah, blah. Right? So we know he does have vested interests. Listen, hold on. Hear me out. We don't know he has interest in something. You can't name one thing this guy is interested in. Like, you can pin Bill Gates down to like, he's weird. He's, you know what I mean? Like, but we can say.
You want
to
know what Bill Gates' interest is?
What?
One world government.
Bill Gates, if we're going to talk about purpose and stuff like that, and if I'm going to go off of prophecy and things like that, then I think his has already been done. He already served his, and he's gotten his reward.
So what's the end game for Elon Musk then?
I don't know what his prophecy
can
is.
I don't know what his is. Can I give y'all an idea I thought of?
But I think it's going to be more powerful than Bill Gates.
I mean, for sure. He has more power than Bill Gates already.
Yeah.
But so this is what I think. What if, can we have fun? Can we have some fun?
Go for it.
What if Tron... Okay, y'all got me?
Okay.
Okay. What if Tron was really a secret agent of a country who is not fond of us, and they have been backing him this whole time to get him where he is, so that way he can totally disrupt our government and get us weak and divided?
You are fake news.
Why is that so far-fetched?
I don't think it's
far-fetched. Why is that fake news?
It can't be like that.
But No. You don't want it to be like that. You know, can you equivalently say no way? If you just sat up and told me that somebody is controlling
that.
An airplane to intentionally hit him, you said you more believe that than the fact that this dude who we can't pin down at all, watch this. He has never been political until these last 2 years. Why? He has not made a political comment until he bought X. Why?
I don't know.
That's Jeremy. We have known about him for at least 8-10 years. And he's been
ago, though, what was the, do we know a lot of history about Elon? Like,
no, because he bought Tesla. When he bought Tesla, that's when everybody kind of put himself on the map. We knew he bought PayPal, but then we knew that like Tesla made him kind of famous because
nobody cares about PayPal.
Right.
I mean, you use it. It's just a service.
Right.
It doesn't do anything.
But Tesla was like, oh,
yeah,
cool.
Tesla's the big thing.
These cars.
Yeah.
And then so he became on the map.
It's because you're producing a product instead
that people,
of a service.
And then it was very exclusive. He was head of the curve with the electric cars. And,
right.
and then he's always talked about the future. That's all. But prior to these last 2 or 3 years, he's only talked about, oh, this is what we're trying out. Tesla's pushing.
Maybe he was really feeling the pinch under the previous administration. You know?
No. I believe that.
Maybe that's why he turned political.
I believe that because when you violate regulations and regs, that's what's going to happen to you. If you go,
Biden and them did too. So
No. This is different. So like one thing. First of all, presidents have fuel immunity. So that's
I don't want to get into the political part of it.
No. Let's hear me out. If okay, If you have a company and you like doing your product, service, whatever, a particular way, and the government says, hey, that's killing people, you have to stop and find a healthier way. Now, part of you is, I'm like, I don't give a flip. I'm making money. Okay. I'm part of this. Think like a business person. Okay. Don't think what our Christian morale set in place. Okay. Like the corporations that we see, think like them. I'm going to find ways. I might comply because you're fining me because I'm losing money. But then I'm going to also try to invest my interest in getting out of this and rescinding this so that I don't have to do this anymore. I can go back doing the things the way I want to. Right. That's what Elon did. He found a way because he had at least seven of the agencies that regulate stuff, whether it's labor, OSHA. I can't remember all of them. He had violations with all of them. What is one of the ways you avoid your violations is you get rid of the department that's attacking you for not having certain regulations in place. That's, to me, that's smart. Yeah. If you can watch this. If
what,
you
did
can,
you just call him smart?
No, Elon's not smart.
No, he's not smart in that way.
I just want to double check.
He's not smart in that way.
But he is smart.
He's smart to use people. But he knows Elon, how to use people. But I'm not saying he's a genius. He's not on the same level.
I'm not saying that.
He's not Albert Einstein.
Hold on.
Those people are smart. There's levels to this.
Wait.
Meek Mills.
Wait. I'm not saying that. I'm asking, is he smart?
Levels.
Just smart. Just no.
A fifth grader.
Just leave it
smart.
At. Is Elon smart?
No. In the way you're trying to use it? No. My 3-year-old is smart. You know, she's ahead of the curve. But what I'm saying is he knows how to manipulate and use people to get what he wants.
Well, absolutely. And he's going to do that with Trump.
That's smart.
He's going to do that with Trump. Just like I said last week, he's going to kiss Trump's butt. As much as possible. And he's going to stroke Trump's ego as much as possible.
That's such a strong word to me, that word.
I know. But he's going to do it to in order for Trump to do what he wants Trump to do.
And what do you think it is? That's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm just trying to figure out the end game. What do you think that is?
Me personally, I don't know what his... What I look at everything from a good versus evil standpoint and a spiritual standpoint and all this. And I don't trust Elon in that area. I think whatever he believes in and whatever he believes his purpose is and his, so to speak, prophecy is, it's not good.
He said what it was.
And I think he's wanting to eventually get more power and get things put in place that helps him achieve that goal. And I think he's going to do whatever he has to do in order to get Trump to follow along with it. Now, is that me saying I think Trump's evil and I think Trump's in on it? No, but I think Trump loves anybody that he feels loves him.
That's true.
And if that's what Elon is making him believe, he's going to ride with
him. What do you think? What's his end game? Why be this high? You're a billionaire. You got $254 billion. Why be this high?
Why not? I guess. I mean,
you're a billionaire.
Haven't you heard of American Greed before? I mean, it's literally, there used to be a show on TV, I don't know, probably 15 years ago. Me and my wife used to watch it called American Greed. And it would literally show how you're watching this person who is doing something shady. And they make a bunch of money. I mean, a bunch of money. And you're watching the show. You're like, dude, if you just stopped now and just stayed rich and laid low, you would live a wonderful life. But American greed kicks in and you keep on going and you keep going, you keep going, you keep going. And then boom, you're caught and it's gone. And I mean, maybe that's what it is for him. He's just at a position now where maybe he feels untouchable. Maybe he feels like he could just keep on going to further what it is he's trying to do.
So watch this. Y'all think he's smart, right?
I do, yeah.
Okay. Smart enough to control the helicopter to crash into a plane? Airplane?
Well, I mean, obviously you wouldn't think he's smart enough for that.
My deal is I think, I don't want to sit here and say, do I think he, and point we're fingers just, at anybody.
We're just playing around.
Specifically and say, fun. I think this person did it, or I think this person did it. But you're asking the question, so I'll say it. I do think he's involved. Mm. And the reason I'm saying that is because you said Elon is a great opportunist.
What do you get?
He is going to be an opportunity.
To do what?
His agenda, whatever it is.
Whoever did, if y'all, my hope, there we go, which is, I think we should ban that word on this show, but my hope is it was just an accident. That's what I'm sticking to believe. That in my mind, do I believe what y'all believe? Absolutely. The video says that. There's some evidence that looks just unrefutable, like, something else is going on here. Now, with that being said, is why would someone do that? Is it to knock off a agent? Is it to stop a disease?
Okay, well, let's ban Elon from the rest of this episode. Okay, let's pretend like he doesn't exist.
He does.
What are the other theories? We're about critical thinking, so we've critical thinked the crap out of that theory at this point. Let's. What else could it have been?
Do you want my answer or you want Dustin's answer first?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, let's go with the media saying. The first thing media. So Trump came out and blamed DEI, right?
Right.
The media came back and said, "No way, bro.
That's you just, fake news.
You fake.
I don't. DEI had nothing to do with.
Right. But then then the media, you know, the media came out and said, or well, how about you fired, you know, the FEA director?
Also fake news.
How? How is that fake news?
How would that have made a difference? Do you think that all air traffic control is run through him?
No, but the safety regulation people, and then not to mention this one.
Only been a week.
This is the one, Jeremy, I'm trying to tell you, bro. Inside the building, I'm in the building. People are freaking out, and people are not watching this. I've watched good people. I'm talking about people who are exquisite at their job make mistakes this week because their brain is not focused. So watch this. If you have, that's, first of all, I already told y'all that all the government is understaffed, by the way. So, but I saw something and can't vet this, can't got to see if this is true, that the air traffic control tower that person was in, the person who was doing it, they were understaffed. And I think it was supposed to be two people or three people. It was like one person. So already we got a problem if that's the case. I don't know if that's real or not. So I haven't vetted that. There's no way I would know that until they released the report.
Right.
Okay. That being said, if that was the case, that was we critically thinking, then we have a problem already. Right. Because then that person is doing too much and or, you know, relying too much on the experience of the, I guess the pilot, I don't know if the big plane could see the Black Hawk, but the Black Hawk and that whatever that transition is, they've relied too much on that. They know how to do it because I got to hurry up and get these two other Boeing planes down out the air. I have no idea, right? But I do know working in government that happens. When you get overworked and you're underpaid and you're understaffed and you're kind of like, oh man, like you kind of blazing through stuff your day. We all get to that point in our job. Some days we're like, dang, it's 4 o'clock or 3 o'clock or 8 o'clock. And you're like, what did I do today? And you know you did something, yeah. But you're just kind of like, man, my mind, I wasn't conscious as I needed to be. So I probably need to go back and check some of the stuff I did today because ain't no way I did it my best version of myself because I wasn't locked into it. Like sometimes you put the headphones in and you just go and you're attacking it. And some days you're like, I just got here, but it says 7 p.m. on the clock. It's time for 8 o'clock out. That's what I think. My belief is, I want to believe it was just a natural error. Maybe we didn't have enough air traffic control towers. And by the way, that's a job that's kind of underserved anyway because people don't want to go into it. Remember, we have a pilot shortage as well because that's not, watch this. We have plenty of kids. We got a lot of folks that's starting. I think if I'm critically thinking about it is we're not promoting the right jobs to kids.
Right.
We're not promoting trades anymore, so we're losing electricity. Nope. So watch this. What are we told? Some of America got to take some of this stuff. Is we promoted a culture. Go to college. Like, I was in this culture. Go to college. You're going to get a great job to pay off your student loan debt. Then I graduate from college. I'm like, these jobs do not pay off anything. I got more debt, right? And then I'm learning now, like, I probably should have went to trade school, learned construction, because I have a knack for it. It's easy for me. It's fun. It's so much different than the way I need to think. I probably could have been a lawyer, too.
That's what I try to tell my kids. I'm like, you don't have to go to college. You need to figure out what it is you're passionate about doing and focus on that. Who cares if the world says you need to go to college? You don't need to go to college.
Right. So that's what I think. I think understaffed, I'm going to go with this, understaffed air control tower, whatever, and maybe something could have been communicated a little bit better. I don't know for sure, but maybe having two people or three people up there, maybe it could have worked out a better.
It really pissed me off when they were talking about the fact that, you know, because he fired the transportation, whatever. I'm like, that's not why. If you're saying that, like, it's because everything runs through that person, it doesn't. Like, if they had created this whole new program on how to land planes and they were following that and then it happened, yeah, I would say it's definitely his fault.
Mm-hmm.
But that hasn't been the case yet. I say yet. I assume there's going to be a change on different things.
Yeah.
But to me, that's not what caused the problem. If we're going to go with, okay, so we'll run down this road real quick that it was a natural
accident.
Disaster.
Okay.
Natural disaster. You're probably right on the money. It was probably somebody not paying attention. It was probably somebody that may have been in their feelings about something. Maybe somebody that
anything. You have a bad day.
You ever seen Breaking Bad?
Yeah, your wife.
Same thing. Guy where your kid dies and the guy's just completely just
blank.
He's not paying attention to anything except for his personal life, and nobody else is watching what he's doing.
Right.
And boom, you get a plane crash in the middle of the air.
Right.
I mean, it could have been something like that.
Right.
Which that, you know, that to me is probably worst case scenario.
Yeah.
Like, well, because
one guy did say this on the news on Good Morning America. He says, when you fly in as a pilot, he said, when you fly into Alexandria, it's so many lights that blinking because so many planes.
That's true.
And he said what he think may have happened, and this sounds more logical to me than our, you know, conspiracy theories. We had fun with it. Is he said the Black Hawk probably saw one of the lights and or another plane and thought they were talking about that plane and didn't see the other plane. Now, when he said that, I was like, okay, that may make sense to me.
So is the air traffic controller for the airport also communicating with Black Hawks in the area?
Yep. For DC.
Really?
Yep.
For DC?
Okay. So apparently.
So if you're telling me there's one person up there potentially that's doing all of that, that's a huge problem.
Right. Yeah, so watch this. This is what he said happened. And I don't know. Once again, our news is different. Back in the day, we would wait to get the information and we would have a...
Right, now we get a piecemeal together.
We get a piece. So yeah. He said that they communicated to Black Hawk and they'll say, hey, do you see the plane coming your way? I guess they say the coordinates and they look that way or whatever the case may be. And they say, yes. And the Black Hawk is supposed to drop to 200 feet to allow the plane to fly over them. They know this. I'm like, in my head, how? Like my first thing is... And he confirmed, and I guess we'll see this if the I don't know if a Black Hawk has a black box or whatever that records the communication.
Yeah.
But they said that he said he see them, but after that they lost communication with him or with the plane. I mean, I don't know if it's him or her. And then they hit. But then when you look at the videos, you kind of like the Black Hawk can clearly see the plane. And it's like, I mean, even if it's right here. A Black Hawk can dive fast. I've never been in one, but what I've seen, they can maneuver a little bit differently.
Maneuver a lot quicker than a plane.
And it just doesn't. It just kind of as if it doesn't see anything.
It's just like in the video game Ace Combat where you lock onto your target.
Mm-hmm.
You're locked on it. That's where you're going. Are you locked in? Yes, I'm locked on. And that's where you're going. That's exactly what it looked like happened.
So how fast do planes go when they're landing?
That might be a Google question. I feel like
you don't know.
I feel like I don't know off the top of my head. I know, and in the sky you're going pretty fast, but I feel like when you land,
so they speed up as they're landing. So
it feels like
I don't think you're going 700 miles an hour when you're landing, but I would bet you're probably going 400 to 500 miles an hour as you're landing.
Yeah,
is my guess.
Yeah,
how fast is a Black Hawk just cruising along?
Gotta be like slow.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like you're probably going like maybe a couple hundred miles an hour, maybe. To me, it's just frustrating because so you have what's called the restricted airspace around airports.
Mm-hmm.
Why is a Black Hawk even able to fly in that area anyway? Because they're not landing at the airport. Go around.
I think it's something about that airport. And so they divided the airport up. See, this is where it gets weird for me. So based on Good Morning America, they'll lay some stuff out. Now, they won't tell you. They're not telling you anything. They're not even political. They just say,
right. They're just showing the facts.
They're just showing the facts. That's one of the reasons I like them. Bro, they will literally show you. They say, hey, normally planes land on this side of the airstrip. They show the airstrip like in a little model.
Right.
Every now and then they use this third one. This third one, which was closed, so it was closed for military. But they will land plans on it, land plans on that strip when the airport is overcrowded. Now here's where it gets crazier to me. That airport in DC is only supposed to have 1,500 planes. They do 2,500.
Huh.
So we already got a problem. With the airport, right? So they have to be in constant contact with these Black Hawks coming in and out of the military side of the airport. So that way, the planes, when they have to land them, that's how they know to drop to 200 feet because they've been doing it.
Right.
I was like, wait, y'all have been doing this? This is crazy. I'm like, you, Jeremy, how about, hey, Black Hawk, hey, airplane, slow down. Because the Black Hawk is in the way. Let's wait till them clear out. Hover like you do sometime in Atlanta or wherever you go. Sometimes they hover in the air. And we'll wait to get you landed once this clears.
So you know the website you can pull up that shows flight paths and everything?
Mm-hmm.
It'll show current and past.
Mm.
So I saw somebody pull up the airplane that was supposed to land right before the one that crashed, started to come in for a landing, and they were told, hey, there's Black Hawks in the way. So they had to go and do this big circle before they came back.
No way.
That is true.
See?
Then why?
That's
because.
But that takes it back to what?
Because that's what we were saying.
No,
not after that plane. That's the wrong plane. You keep going.
Oh man, it could be something. Okay. I'm with y'all a little bit. Y'all pulling me. Okay. You said worst case scenario that somebody, this one guy, got one guy up there just struggling
that's not
that
our
day.
Plane. That's struggling. Not our plane.
Yeah. I mean, so you got one guy up there. So if you're saying, I don't know, where did you hear that there was only just in
they,
the random?
They were saying, so in that list of trying to blame Trump back,
right.
DEI comment, they were saying, hey, you fire this guy. And then that tower is already understaffed. We already know. I know for a fact that air traffic controllers are already understaffed.
Right.
So they were saying like that day or that night, it was only one person working when it should have been two. Don't know how true that is, but that's what they're saying. And if that is the case, and that guy probably saw, you know what I'm saying? Like did they communicate in a way that he's like, oh, he'll clear out in a second, or he'll be at 200 feet. I'm good. Like, was he counting the numbers in his head or going off experience? You know, think about it. Sometimes you're cooking and you think that you got something, you burn your hand, like, oh man, freak, I forgot. I can't do that no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, was it one of those moments? Or that, but then that doesn't make sense to me that you'll have one plane circle back and then the second plane you don't say anything to them. Oh, watch this. Maybe you do because you didn't get back to it in time.
Yeah. Well, there's a news site called The Blaze. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
The Blaze?
The Blaze.
Okay.
That's a lot of times who I look at news for. But there's a guy that works for them called named I can't even say his name.
Stu.
Stu. Mm-hmm. He released a documentary about 3 months ago, and it was of no interest to me at the time. So I didn't watch it. But now I feel like I want to go back and watch it. But it was leading up to the next aviation disaster. And he was laying out all of the different things that have happened in that business over the past, I don't know, 3 or 4 years that have caused just a complete mismanage of that business. And now I want to go back and watch it.
We should watch that. So we got Viva Vendetta on the list. I think we watched that one right after. I think we have a movie fest and then we're going to talk about the different.
I'm going to watch that tonight. I'm going to see if I can find that tonight.
Viva Vendetta?
And watch it just because you've been harping on Viva Vendetta now for so long. Now I just want to watch it.
I'm just, you're my.
I'll fire up the theater. We'll just come watch it. It's no big deal.
Watch it. I
do want to pull that up and watch it because now I'm really interested because he released that 3 months ago. Or maybe it may have not even been 3 months ago. But it was literally, you know, leading up to the next aviation
disaster.
Maybe
he has something to do with it.
I doubt that. I don't think he's part of the government. No. He's a journalist, so.
Maybe he was on one of the flights.
He was not on the flight.
Okay, but. I don't know, man. I'm trying to point a finger.
But I think he's talking a little bit about what you're talking about, where there's such a shortage of things, mm-hmm. and I think that a lot of the. Kind of like everything, something's going to give at some point when you start continuing to chip away at certain things, right? So that's kind of what's probably happened. If we're going full natural disaster down that path, that's probably what it is that we've chipped away so much at the industry that people don't want to be part of it anymore. And then there's just a shortage, but yet your supply and demand is way off.
Right.
Your supply of people to handle the business is way down, but your demand, I mean, I think we have more traveling now than we ever have.
Probably.
So your demand is so high. So we're in a situation where it's like, okay, do we need to start canceling flights so that we can start?
Not happening.
But I mean, that if it's in the name of safety.
Jeremy, I love you sometimes.
How many flights a day do we have in the United States, do you think?
Oh, man, shoot. And I'm sure they got this number. Let's look this up. But if I had to guess, what you got?
Yeah, throw it down a group.
Oh, don't even look at me.
I would say
my number's probably going to be low compared to what y'all are thinking.
I'm going
to
say roughly, I want to say about 1 million.
Yeah, see, I was I mean, way like, less,
when you say like planes in the air at the same time or just flights taking off?
Just planes that are taking off in the United States.
I'm going to say minimum 1 million a day.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're way off. So 45,000 flights a day in the United States.
Oh, I was actually that's closer. I was going to say 28,000.
It services 2.9 million passengers daily.
Oh, I would have been closer. Damn.
I mean, the airport, 45,000 you said a day?
45,000. Well, it says up to.
Just in America, or are we talking about
just flights? Just in America.
I'm saying like we're flying to Europe and all that, or just flying across?
I think it's flying within. Well, it says the U.S. aviation system is engineering a marvel at an economic judgment moving over 45,000 flights.
Okay.
So I don't know. It doesn't say.
I feel like we got way more flights than that in the sky. But maybe that's what I'm thinking. 45,000 sounds about
right.
I was
thinking 28,000. So.
I was thinking 1 million. I'm thinking, I've been to the airport. Them planes be going, dog. But that makes sense. That's more realistic.
You know,
well, so what you're saying is probably right because it says that, let's see, the average number of commercial flights per day is 117,000.
That's just commercial.
That's just commercial.
That's not the UPS flights. That's
right.
Not,
so
it's probably 500,000 then.
It probably. But the point is like if we can only support 300,000 a day or whatever that number is, you don't think we need to bring that number down so that we can make sure that we're not making stupid mistakes?
What you got, Dustin? What do you think? Because I would say in our our united utopia, we would say yes.
Yeah.
But that's not how
they're not going to do it.
Yeah, it's not how money works.
But I mean, obviously, if that's the if that is a problem, you don't think that they should do that?
Should?
Yeah.
And would?
Should, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, it's going to make your flight cost go up. It's going to make everything go up.
Right.
But it's a business. And they're not going to do it.
It's too much money to be made. See, that's just my issue with America, period.
At the end of the day, it's still safer to fly than it is to drive anyway, so.
This is gonna
you
sound,
got more a lot of idiots
this is
on the road.
Sound,
exactly.
This is going to sound like smart ass, too, but at the end of the day, a cure for cancer is great, too, but there's no money in a cure for cancer. They're never going to release it, even though they have it.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
All right, so we're going to leave natural disaster behind and move on to what my original theory was that there's somebody on the plane that they don't want to survive.
Dang, that's so bad.
I just think, I just feel like at the end of the day, no matter what, there's only two scenarios. I think either it's an inside gig, which I think all three of us kind of lean more toward it's an inside gig and they did it intentionally. And then the other one would be it was a miscommunication and...
Wait, could it have been another country, though?
Something bad happened.
Could it have been another country attacking us?
I feel like if it was that would have already come out.
Yeah.
But okay, let me just play devil's advocate here, because I would agree. But let me play devil's advocate. But not if I'm in cahoots with the other country to do this. Make America make it seem like it's not you all.
I don't know that you get away with that, though, do you?
I don't know. Jimmy, I don't know. I'm in the Matrix.
I'm saying, I don't know that you get away with that if that's true. Because there's, like we were saying, you know, back in the day, you had to literally sit there and wait for all your news to come out on paper, pretty much. You know, now we live in the day where within seconds you got all this information flowing in. I feel like if that was the case, that you would have you couldn't hide that. But then again, they can hide anything. So
I mean, honestly, they try. Yeah, I think they could, because I feel like our country's been in if I'm really gonna go this route, if I'm really gonna say it, I feel like our country's been in cahoots with Russia for many years now.
When you say cahoots, anyway, you mean like slapping fives?
And yeah, but you already know. This goes back to the remark I made the other day, and you were like, "Doctor, what are you doing?" With the whole Russian-Ukraine war is a hoax. Russia could take them out at any time they want to, but they're not supposed to. It's not in the script. It's supposed to be Trump, you're coming back in the office, you're going to save the day, the war is going to end, and you're going to end it.
It's a terrible theory.
And it's not. It's real.
It's not real.
I'm telling you. I'm with you.
I'm telling you.
I feel like the only reason I was just fake news. I thought you might hit you with fake news button.
he done wore that button now. He's wore it out so much it doesn't work anymore.
I'm gonna tell you like this. Well, that's not far fetched. If you get a chance on Netflix, this is not one we have to watch together. Watch the spy documentary where all these past CIA spies talk about just different ways they spy on other countries and stuff. It's pretty cool. I don't know why they're sharing this stuff, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And one of the things he said, I think it was that series. I'll double check. But he says Ronald Reagan was running against Jimmy Carter. They had the Iraqi hostages in there. Ronald Reagan sent them $20 million and said, "I'll send you the rest. Don't let them go until I get elected."
Well, think about this.
That happened, by the way, and that's been proven.
Yeah.
Well, think about it. I'm gonna be on your side for a second here. Who's one of Trump's idols? Like, who does he campaign? No.
Oh.
Ronald Reagan.
Oh.
Make America Great was Ronald Reagan's running campaign. His is Make America Great Again.
That's some dirty stuff.
He quotes Reagan a lot. I mean, he tips his hat to Reagan a lot. So, you're not far off on that, in my opinion.
So I don't, what's this?
Jimmy Carter was not a good president. Neither was Joe Biden, so.
Well, hey, I'm glad you said that. Even though we're not going there, I'm going to share some facts with y'all afterwards. I wrote, there is a site for those people who are interested that is called the Presidency, Agency. I'm going to find it. But they every president that we've ever had, they list everything they have done in office for America. Bad, and watch this. How we feel about it post is different. Like in the moment they did this. So for instance, if they did it, they're going to tell you. And I like that because then I was able to go and read. Because I hear people say that Biden didn't do anything. Like, man, that is what is our evaluation criteria for a president? Because it can't shift.
Like, the only thing that I've ever said to people who supported Biden, and I don't have an issue with anybody supporting Biden, the only thing I've ever said to them, and nobody's been able to answer this, so if you can, you'll be the first one to answer it.
I'm pretty smart.
Name,
I'll try.
Yeah, and you'll probably try, and you might do it. Just give me five things that he did really good as a president.
What's this? Now, how you feel about it does not matter. I have to, okay?
But it has to be good.
No, no, no. The infrastructure bill was good. We see that if you drive down 20 or 85, you see it at work. They're rebuilt. They're real paving.
Definitely not Highway 20, which is a state road, but.
No, oh, yeah, no, no, I'm talking about my part. Not this one out here.
Interstate 20.
The Interstate 20. You'll see it. Or 85. They pretty much put in a whole new, like Spaghetti Junction right here on 20. That was good. The chip bill. I'm messing it up a little bit. That bill allows
potato
America.
Potato chip?
No. Microchip. Man, that would be a good bill, dude. Free potato chips once a week for all Americans. I mean, I could get with it. But that... It allows us to stop using China's technology and start building our own microchips for our weapons here. I was like, why were we doing that in the beginning? That's just to be something.
It's odd to me that he did that when he gave other people our weapons.
Weird.
It's odd.
What do you mean, gave Ukraine our weapons?
He just gave them all our weapons.
But that's Ukraine. They're not a threat to us. And then watch this. Another thing he did was I thought was pretty cool. In the tax thing that he didn't scale back taxes, Trump's taxes. He kind of stuck it. He kept it. But what he did do was he made people, according to Trump's tax law, pay their taxes. He got over 25,000 millionaires. 25,000. Not a huge. America has a lot more millionaires than that, people. Just Hollywood alone may have more than that. He made them pay their taxes. You know how much revenue that brought back to America? Just 25K millionaires. This is going to blow your mind. How much you think?
I already know the answer because you told me this.
Yeah. But Jesse doesn't.
Okay. No, I don't.
A billion. Just 25. We haven't touched billionaires yet. Ooh, Jesus Christ. We know they're evading taxes. That's what they are so gung-ho about the IRS getting gone because they're evading.
And I wonder if Nancy Pelosi paid her portion.
No, she didn't.
She did. If you don't, and watch this, I don't care what donkey or elephant.
Right.
If you love this country and want to keep it stabilized, we know that our taxes do that. No, watch this. What we ask for is trans. That's my three. I can give you two more, but I'll stop right there because I got some more. But they go on. Some of them I'm like, yeah, that's okay. I don't know how that affects people. Okay. But let's look at this. People who are not paying, like Jeremy. I know Jeremy loves this country. I know Jeremy has. Every time I get mad at conservatives and they say wild stuff on Fox News and stuff, I think of Jeremy. That there are good ones out there. Breathe. I see Jeremy's face. I see his laughter. I say, they're not all like that, Trey. Breathe for a second. Think about Jeremy, because I know one thing in my conversation with Jeremy, he loves his nation and he believes in the Constitution to think I get what they was writing about and the idea, a dream of what America can be. I think that we can get there. Jeremy voted like that these are the people I think that can get us to where I see in the Constitution and where I want my kids to be raised and watch this, where everything is fair, equity, inclusion, like the same DUI words we hate so much, where people, Republican conservatives hate. We really, if you are a good human being and have morality, you believe in, I do want.
Well, if you listen to the episode last week, I do agree that there should be a sort of DEI.
Yeah.
Just not in the way that it was brought.
Right. And this is to the point of where I'm going with this is we think of America where we don't have to think about if somebody did run a plane or a helicopter into a plane. We think of America where you can have guns and be free. Well, I says also, I don't have to worry about idiots robbing my house. You know, I don't have to worry. We know we're going to have some gripes to deal with, but generally speaking, life is good. You know what I mean? And I think, watch this, really, we're not thinking about us. We're pretty much over the, well, we can get money. We're thinking about our kids and what future they grow up into. So that's the driving force of, I think, of all this, is people thinking about what America do they want their kids going. So get rid of DEI, because I know my little Johnny, even though I'm a billionaire and I made all this money, my kid is a jack beep, and he's not going to class. He's a dumb beef, and I have to make sure he gets to Harvard, and I'm gonna have to pay millions of dollars for him to go to Harvard and hope that by the end of his 4 years there, he becomes something. And even if he doesn't, I have a job waiting for him sitting on my board. And if you don't believe what I'm saying, is 30% of Asians for Harvard registration has dropped. 30% of people. Watch this. I think black people are back down to where it was in the 1980s as far as attendance. Affirmative action was helping people, not just black and white people and Asian folks, but white women as well. And watch this, and white men who don't have money. That's what it was. So people think that it's all, and it turned his narrative. And the reason I'm saying that and saying this is we live in a world where the country that Jeremy, I know that Jeremy believes in, that's in my heart, but it's getting buried by so much different stuff, is there. But what scares us is we don't trust our government enough, to your point, where we don't even have a fair evaluation criteria for the leaders that we elect, which means we're not going to judge Biden to the same evaluation criteria that we're going to judge Trump from. And we didn't do that for Barack, or we didn't do that for George. I say this, we should establish this as a country. These are our evaluation. This is what we expect for our president. He's not a king. He doesn't have a magic wand just to fix all our problems. Now, your boy Trump did his best job at it by signing the most EEOs ever. But watch this. All those about to go to the Supreme Court, the Republicans have set it up nice where all those going to get contested.
Yeah.
They're all going to go to the Supreme Court, and we're going to watch this. Now we have to wait. Watch this. For people we didn't vote for to make a decision about how we should live. I don't like that. Because if you take money out, are these people still?
Well, I don't understand that anyway. What's the point of having the president whenever he can sign these things, but he's not the one in charge and really making the decisions anyway? It's Congress.
Well, watch this. No. So EEOs don't work. They go to Congress. Once they go to the Supreme Court, the Supreme Court then makes a clarification or a decision. And when they make that decision, it bounces back to Congress and say, now y'all figure out
Put
this in a bill, because y'all, you can do it, right?
Right. It bounces back to Congress, not to him.
That process takes forever.
Yeah.
So by the time they figure out, watch this, some of this stuff is just common sense. Like y'all said, we do recognize this racism and it's still at play here. We don't like, Jeremy said, I don't like it. And I said, Jeremy, I deal with it. I have to deal with it. I have no other choice. But we hope that when I'm sitting in an interview with a white guy, I'm hoping that he's not looking at the color of my skin or my first name. He's
looking at you.
And my resume.
Right.
Am I answering these questions efficiently?
Yeah.
Like I hope, as I said, in the back of my mind, that is lingering. How do you think I'm going to do on an interview if I feel that way? I'm nervous.
Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying?
Because you don't want to say the wrong thing, because you say one thing.
I'm skinning on ice this thin.
Yeah.
I know that. And watch this. That's not the America I want my daughter to grow up in. You see what I'm saying? So now I have to take a different approach and different action than Jeremy's America. So now we split our Americas because I'm fearful that my daughter may experience this. And watch this. I know my mom was fearful that I was going to experience this. And now my lens of America has changed to be more hostile. Where Jeremy was like, bro, it's not like that. And I'm like, I don't want it to be. That's what we're looking at, where I'm at a point in our judgment of America, our judgment of this situation with these. I don't want it to be. I don't want it to be a foreign nation. I just want it to be an accident.
Yeah.
I just want to look at this and say, man, this is a bad situation. Let's pray for those people. Let's put some crosses up. Let's do something special for their families. Because I felt sad for the one guy on the interview, bro. He had another kid. They showed a family picture. He has, another adopted kid with him. And him, he lost his wife and his adopted son.
Yeah, that's insanity.
But watch this. That's not the focal point.
No.
The focal point is we're trying to figure out if our government did it to us.
And, you know, I think the turning point for that, I think a lot for people of the United States was 9/11. I mean, we knew we knew the government was corrupt before 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
But 9/11 really kind of proved the fact that we're willing to blow stuff up and kill a mass amount of people. Not just one person here and there. You know, before 9/11, we would kill one, two people at a time, you know. You know, and you were like, ah, that's kind of weird.
Because
you know?
I said earlier, that's one, two people don't matter.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. You know, even if it's a president, you're right. Like, well, that sucked. Yeah, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But then 9/11, really, at first, nobody would have believed that was the government. I mean, you look at you look at the first couple weeks of that, nobody would have believed that was the government.
But I remember that happened. I remember that happened.
Huge.
Yeah.
And that's why, because nobody would have thought that was. Everybody is, I hate Muslims. I hate it.
God bless America.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, you saw a flag. I don't know. I ain't gonna lie. That week of 9/11, I felt proud to be an American.
Oh, absolutely. But that's the crazy thing. And then now when you look at it.
Now when you see stuff like this happen, that's the first thing that you think of.
Right.
I mean, now they you see something like that happen. It's like, why are they trying to do it? Why are they killing 64 people?
This goddamn country.
What you know,
my first, and it's crazy because my first thought is always like, well, I don't want to go up.
No, tell us.
My first thought is like, man, why are they making these sacrifices right now?
Dang.
That's my first thought.
Yeah.
How many people you think like that? If y'all had I don't know
how many people there are like
right, right. But no.
I'd say 50%.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gosh, of Americans think like
they, I think so.
Yeah. Why are they making sacrifices?
Look at social media when something like this happens.
And that's what
there was way more, and maybe it's just because of my algorithm.
No, I'm
but there was way more people. And I know my wife's algorithm is nothing like mine, but even she said there's a lot of people. Like every time something like this happens, even with Hurricane Helene and LA, like she's even telling me from her end, she's like, there's a lot of people saying that this is the government. And I'm like, wow. But that's the thing is that you look at
everything,
because all of her algorithm is like food videos, right, and stuff like that. You know, she's nothing into the, you know, weird stuff I am. You know, I've opened up mine up, and of course, you know, 90% of it is this is the government, this is the government, you know, and I'm like, but but that's the thing. It's got to at least be 50%, if not more than that, because when you just look at what comes out, it's
honestly
dicey.
Honestly, I know that I think I'm the only one that keeps pointing fingers toward this and actually thinks that there's something in it. I think everybody else is kind of like, I just don't really get anywhere, any like whatever from it. The thing that happened with the Pope and those five portals or those five doors, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. I honestly believe, man,
it's linked to it.
There's stuff that's linked to that. I don't think that it's something that's just they do for fun.
Mm-hmm.
There is a meaning behind it and there's purpose behind it. And what they're giving you is a lie. That's just what they're going to give you to shut you up and get you to turn away and not really look at it. But if we were to really dive into it and kind of go back and look at when it all began and all that and really break it down, I bet you there's more to it. And
it's possible.
And I think things like this that are happening, they're not coincidences. They're not just them being in on it and pulling the strings on it. There's purpose behind it. There's sacrifices that they're doing to what and to who and for why. Look at it for that reasons. Don't just sit here and say, oh.
Any of us can be sacrificed at any time?
But think about it. They're not doing it anymore of one sacrifice at a time, like he was saying. Now they're doing it with
mass casualties
at a
time.
Makes
me not want to get on
the
plane.
1, 2, and 3, these single-digit numbers don't work anymore. It doesn't appease.
Yeah, the people.
It doesn't appease who they're sacrificing for. Who are they making these sacrifices to and for and why? Single digits isn't going to work anymore. And in order to make me happy to give you what you want, I need more now.
Well, I mean, if we're going to go with the thing that there was somebody on that plane that was not, that they didn't want to live, let's say before, maybe they would have just had a sniper at the airport just take that guy out as he's getting off the plane or something.
Yeah.
But now it's like, let's just blow the whole thing up.
Yeah.
Make it look like an accident.
And now it's like, too, when the one in in Philadelphia, people's homes were catching on fire from the planes doing this. So now it's also like saying, I can't just have, if you want your country to prosper, if you want me to make your country prosper, I don't just need you to make sacrifices. I need your own bloodshed on your land that you want me to prosper. So, but also, like you were saying earlier, too, you got to look back at how long have these things been going on? Who knows with aerial aircrafts? Look at Amelia Earhart over in the Bermuda Triangle. They sent her off, and they probably got information, and she never returned back. But I bet you anything, they got information on that.
She's still alive.
Oh, she's still alive.
Well, not still alive, but she was not alive.
She made it back.
There's a whole thing into that.
I have always been intrigued by the Bermuda Triangle. We got to do a show on Bermuda Triangle.
I'm down.
There's
something about that. There's a lot
I'm
of
telling you. You
want to
talk about a portal?
Mm-hmm.
The Bermuda Triangle is a portal.
It's not a portal.
Oh. Well,
I'm curious
to hear what you got to say about it then.
Do y'all believe that feeling of 50% of Americans may think it's something more, right? Does that breed patriotism or terrorism?
I think it breeds the want for, which is the same want that I have, which is, I can't think of the word now, where you're not hiding anything.
Transparency.
I think to me that 50%, it breeds transparency. I think it breeds a lot of fear, obviously, but I think what people want more is just honesty. And I mean, it's like I was telling you, I think it was at the end of last year when we were talking about Joe Biden and everything. They create these rules and they don't really tell you where you're supposed to be within the rules. And I think that most people are okay with coloring inside the lines just to get by on a day-to-day basis. You just need to know where the lines are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really where I think a lot of the problems lie, is that that American people don't know where the lines are anymore.
Yeah.
And I want to get back to knowing where the lines are. Get back to it. I don't know that it ever existed. I don't feel like it's existed in my lifetime. I hope that it existed at some point in the past, but I feel like that's where we need to be, is that just transparency. I think, you know, I know that there's a couple things that they have to keep secret, you know, government, you know, like external affairs,
like movements of where we are in another country, something
right,
like that,
you know, like where we're at, yeah, you know, yeah, if yeah. something's going on, like I get that stuff has to be kept secret for
the Masonic temples.
But But like day-to-day affairs, there is no reason that those kind of things should be happening behind closed doors. I think there ought to be a Truman Show style channel available to everybody.
Do you think that
where there is just cameras, mics all the time, everywhere that any American can just tune in and say, hey, what are they talking about in Congress right now? Channel 3, you know, and just pull it up and boom, you are live inside of the Capitol.
That's not stopped at Congress members' offices.
Yeah. I mean, why?
They're having a meeting discussing something. I'm gonna just listen.
Right. Why can't you? But why shouldn't you be able to do that? Exactly. But why shouldn't we be able to have that? Now, it will never happen, but that kind of transparency is what should happen in government.
It's never going to happen. You know what? Because it's all an illusion.
I said this too, and y'all tell me what y'all thought. If I was to run for president, I said, you know what? Every Friday I would do this. This is what we did this week.
News conference every day.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about this is what. I probably would not last that long in presidency. I'd probably definitely get assassinated.
No, you'd get assassinated.
I'll say this. This week I had meetings with this person, and we talked about this. Now, watch this. That was classified, so I can't say anything about that. Just know, it wasn't good.
Hey, but I'll throw you this. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't get assassinated by one of your citizens. You'd get assassinated by somebody on the inside.
Probably.
Oh, yeah. So somebody in Social Security. Yeah. They're not shooting no more. It just poisoned my food.
Right.
And I was he died.
Oh, let's take Trey this delicious bottle of Dasani.
Right. I know I can't drink. I'm like, I can't drink that.
Whoa. That's too soon. I'm not going to say what I was going to say. That's too soon.
And they're like, they did find crack. And what, crack in the White House with Biden? Oh, you know, I'm a black president at that point. So I'm like, you know, he has some crack on. I'm like, y'all, I have never touched that stuff yet. I OD'd on it.
Right.
Right. I hope y'all would come to my defense. Like, we know that.
Nah, Trey wasn't. Nah.
not his thing. So my fear is this, is do you think in this environment that we currently in, where we got a plane crash and then we got another plane falling out the sky, you know, seemingly, that Americans are getting so fearful again about the direction of this country that they start sacrificing liberties again, like 9/11?
I don't know that we'll get to that point again unless they try to do it in the name of safety. If they come up with a way for us to do it in the name of safety, then I could definitely see that happening because...
What do we have left to give?
But look how many people masked up and all this other stuff in the name of safety and gave up their liberties during COVID. That was literally a test run on if the American people will still give it up because of safety.
Test run.
I completely agree that was a test run on what are we willing to sacrifice.
They did a test run to see how far along is it now.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I truly think that was literally what it was. What are we willing to give up? Can we get away with this? And can we get away with that?
But wearing a mask is a
foul. Have they been programmed enough yet? Are they getting rid?
It wasn't just the mask. That was only a little piece of it. I'm talking about the fact that we shut businesses down.
Uh-huh.
We forced people to stay home. We made them do all these things. Like one thing after another.
Mm-hmm.
It was constant. And it was, I think each little thing that they did was checked a box.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we've got them programmed. Like, all we have to do is say this thing and boom. Because, I mean, look at the video of Fauci from not that long ago where he came out and he's like, you know, masks didn't even, they don't even hold back a particle. Maybe a droplet is what he said.
The real mask.
He said it.
Yeah, but the cloth masks didn't do nothing. I knew that. But that was those bigger masks. I never had one of those
big N95s or whatever.
And they supposed to stop. They can't stop anything either.
Nope. He said maybe a droplet.
And maybe they are preparing.
But that's what I'm saying is that he came out and said that not too long ago. Yeah. I have to.
I was talking about Fauci.
Good man.
Fauci
last good
week.
Man.
No, he didn't do anything illegal. I think he went off of what the research normally says for him. And watch this. You know what thing we know about research? It can be what? Wrong.
Yeah.
So maybe he's looking at it like now. It's like everything is hindsight 2020. Everything,
yeah,
like,
everything's hindsight.
If I would have known that I should have spent $200 in Tesla 3, 4, 5 years ago, I would have did it. I would have had a lot of money. You know what I mean? So like,
I would have preferred to put $200 or $300 in the Bitcoin.
I wonder if eventually
would have been billionaires.
I wonder if eventually Elon's gonna absorb and buy Rivian.
I don't think so.
No, nah, that's Jeff Bezos.
He doesn't care about Rivian.
That's Jeff Bezos.
Who is Jeff Bezos, by the way?
I love him. I
know who Jeff Bezos is.
I call him Bezos. Jeff Bezos, man.
I know, man. I love that you do. Everybody you do.
I'm calling him Bezos. You know why?
Every time you do, I just smile and laugh.
So I know his name is Bezos, but I call him Bizios, and I stuck with it. I'm gonna tell you why. Amazon is supposed to be a logistics company.
Yeah,
it is not.
Well, Amazon is supposed to be a book company, but
why is it? No, so Amazon started off logistics, aka in books, but now they do health. They have whole, bro. That's Bizios, bro. He's busy doing stuff, bro. Amazon doesn't stop.
Yeah,
they're pretty much their own little empire.
Yeah.
They're definitely a monopoly. And I'm just like, okay, nobody's going to stop it.
No.
So he's going to continue to buy out little businesses and back. Like he's on my list too, but he's cool. He doesn't brag. He's in the government, but he's not really in face of it. So I'll take it.
Anyway, I was just messing. Yeah.
He specializes in putting the little guy out of business.
Yeah. Bizios.
I've been hearing you say Bizios for a while.
Bizios, man. When I see him, I was like, Bizios.
I always laugh and I always smile.
And I was like, that's your street name for me, bro.
I always laugh and I always smile. Bizios. And I just look
it sounds
good,
cooler.
And I'm just like,
than Bezos.
I had to say it.
I'm going to give all y'all street names.
I can't wait.
I'm the OGD.
No, that's not cool enough for you, man. When it comes to me, you gotta
give me a crazy one though.
It would have to be crazy.
I'm crazy.
It has to be crazy. But Bizios, like I say all that to say that if America is willing to, if I'm buying this narrative from you, Jeremy, I tend to say I agree, and I hate to say that, and I'm gonna tell you why. We are really sheeple, bro.
Oh, absolutely.
Man, gosh. We've been sheeple forever.
And of course, this is a narrative on my little liberal sites that I follow and stuff. They be saying. And you tell me, I know Jeremy, don't give me Jetopia. Give me what we're seeing. This is what they're saying. That some of the moves that Trump is making within office are setting us up. And the guy out of Tennessee, the congressman already said he was trying to put it on a bill to give him a third presidency.
I don't agree with that, just for the record.
Okay, do you think that they can slide? And watch this. This is us having fun. Do you think they can, while we're here, like we're good Americans here. Do you think they can slide in a dictatorship on us in some type of way? Do you think people get scared enough from whatever it may be? They say, "Yeah, we'll take a king."
I don't think
we'll
so.
Be like Israel. We'll take a king.
If that is actually true, then I'm really wrong. But I hope not. I'm gonna throw the hope out there.
Anytime we say hope, I feel like it may happen.
I'm hoping not, because unfortunately,
from my side over here, from my side,
unfortunately, there's some people who are considered the MAGA people, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not one of those people, mm-hmm. just for the record.
I call you a regular conservative.
I think that those people would probably be on board for it.
A dictatorship.
Because they're so brainwashed that he's the king already. Okay, there are some people like that, but there's people like that for everything. That goes back to what I was talking about earlier.
Nobody felt like that way by Biden.
There was still 30-something% of people that thought he was doing a great job.
I don't even know that
he did all right. You got to.
Oh my god!
Okay.
So you voted for him again?
I didn't say that.
I said, would you have voted for him again?
No.
Okay,
but not because watch this. Not because I didn't think he was doing all right. I didn't say he was doing. Watch this. My criteria for president is different than other people.
Right, but what I'm saying is that you're not one of those people, the 30-something% of people who would have been at the ballot boxes voting for him again because they thought he was great.
Okay, what is this? It's no way you could have looked at him for real, and said he's capable of doing this again.
I guarantee you there's a percentage of people who thought he voted, hung the moon.
Well, they would have voted for him just because they didn't want to vote for Trump.
Okay, watch this. Okay, and that's another
No, problem. I'm not talking about people who didn't want to
vote. No, I'm not saying that's why you're saying.
I'm talking about who generally think he hung the moon. I'm telling you there's a percentage of people. There's a percentage of people, and it's probably not a high percentage.
Yeah.
But within that 30%, sure. There is a percentage of people who thought he hung the moon. I swear to you.
I mean, it's a percentage of people that think Diddy is innocent. So
exactly. That's what I'm saying is you're going to come across that percentage of people with any person. Yep. There's people who think I hung the moon. Pretty much just my kids.
Okay.
But I didn't, you know.
But
there's people who think there's people that think you hung the moon. And
it is. To your point.
Everybody, and we're a lot smaller people. We're not famous. We haven't, done anything in the
whoa,
big
whoa.
In the
you're
big,
not famous. I'm locally famous right here. I'm joking.
But what I'm saying is that anybody who's in any kind of position, whether they're gonna get that following.
Yeah.
So there is going to be a group of people who are 100% on board with a dictatorship. I don't think the mass amount of people will, because most people understand what that gets you. And it doesn't matter who it is, but it understands what it gets you.
I don't think Americans do, bro.
Oh, my gosh.
Give me your percentage. Okay, you gave me 50% early. What percentage of Americans know what a dictator can do?
know what they can do?
Like know what you get with a dictator.
Or how many people would vote for it?
How many people you think will vote for it out of America?
I'm hoping less than 10.
10 million Americans?
Percent.
Oh, you're wrong.
That's not true.
You're wrong.
I think, honestly, hit the fake news.
You are fake news.
What you got on it? Because this fits your narrative a little bit. This fits your one world order.
It doesn't fit the narrative, though, because one world government is not the people wanting it. It's about the government pushing.
Am I saying how many people?
Give me what your heart say.
How many people actually know like what a dictator can do?
Yeah, that too.
Okay. I'm going to say on a low end, 35.
Okay, that's
vote
bad.
For it?
Would,
yeah. How many people
you low end would vote for
it? Wait, so you have 35% of Americans will vote for it?
On a low end.
Okay, so what would be your high end?
Almost 60.
Oh, you almost had to beat me out.
Almost 60.
You think 60% of Americans will vote for a dictator?
Here's why. Because whenever they get out a piece of paper and they say, tell me if you like these traits, what this person can do. List all these good things. They're going to say, yeah, they're going to do it without telling them this is communism. Because when you do that, you can't deny there's some things in there that sounds good.
Well, I mean, we all have communistic views on certain things. Yeah. I mean,
socialist and communist views.
Exactly. We all have things that we think should be regulated.
Right.
I mean, obviously, I think real estate should be regulated.
For sure. I guarantee you.
I guarantee both of you.
Someone who has the power to do it would be able to paint it in a picture and convince you.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
we saw this. They comparing what we're going through is Hitler. Hitler did it.
Yeah. They would be able to convince you that it would be better for you to have all this just to give up this.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
They would convince you. Even as much as you love America.
They wouldn't convince me.
And you love the Constitution.
I'm going to move in with you, Jim.
I guarantee.
We're loading up on the gun.
Hey, you. Yeah. I'll even do this. Trey might like this. I'll even do this. Someone who has the powers, and when I say the powers, I don't, you know what I'm getting at with this. The powers that Elon Musk have.
I said he's dead to this episode, but go ahead.
Just call him Tron.
If somebody that has the powers that him or Bill Gates have.
Mm. There you go. You like Bill.
I do not like Bill.
They would be able, if they have those powers, they would be able to convince you if they really believed it.
Not you, Jeremy.
That it would be
the average American.
They could. Yeah. They could do it. I really believe they could do it.
Not me.
As much as I love you and you love America, I know. No, that's why I'm using you as an example, because I know how much.
Like they wouldn't get me. There's no way I would ever vote for dictatorship, ever.
But, Jeremy, okay.
I would rather burn this place down than have a dictator. Because I know what that gets you.
We all know.
I know.
They're not going to promise me anything. I cannot be bought on that. Because it doesn't matter. It's like trying to negotiate when someone's got a gun to your head and they've already made a decision that they're going to kill you. You can't get you have a better chance of trying to rip that gun out of their head than talk your way out of it. They could promise you, hey, if you push this red button,
I'll open
the
safe,
that we're going to give you $1 billion. And if you push the red button, bam, you're dead. That's the same thing as if they were trying to talk. They could literally be at my door and say, hey, Jeremy, if you sign up for this dictatorship, we're going to give you $1 billion. Could I be bought for $1 billion? Absolutely. But not in that position, because the $1 billion is pointless.
Right.
Because as soon as I sign off on that, that money is worthless.
Yep.
I would never. There's nothing that they could tell. I'm telling you, Dustin, there's nothing that they could do to make me sign off on that, because I know what the end result in that is. And I hope that a lot of people understand what that is, because if you try to sign off on that with the hopes of these big dreams and everything you've ever wanted and the cure to cancer and the
free food,
unlimited, free food, unlimited resources. That is fake news. That is, you'll get that right off the bat, and then it's gone because it's
a pointless. Dictator gonna dictate.
Exactly. They're not going to change my mind. Nobody will ever change my mind to sign up for a dictatorship. I can promise you that.
I would never sign up for it.
Because I literally think about that same scenario of being held hostage. You're not going to talk your way out of it.
Yeah.
Right.
You're done.
If I wanted a dictatorship, I'd just move to China.
Exactly.
They have mastered it a little bit.
They mastered it.
I'm not in for no newer trial era of American dictator.
I'd rather move to China than I would
I would rather be in another country that's already a communist than try right. to try it out here. There's no
it would
way.
Be hot.
No
craziness.
Way. No way.
And then again, once again, the states. This is one of the reasons I like how our system is set up. The states would start seceding like a
yeah,
bug.
Done.
And Canada already kind of tried to court California, and I didn't know why California's ecosystem. Oh, when it comes down to business, they are top 10 by themselves.
They got it.
They're the top 10 nation.
Yeah.
So California can really be like, yeah, we out of here. We're going to Canada. and they can convince, Oregon and Washington to go with them too. That would be.
I was going
to
say, I think they would get Washington State.
They would get, we'd be like, and then Washington's America to screw financially because then that's one of the people we get our produce from. That is, you know what? I am good because Jeremy just inspired me. If that were to happen, I got to be around Jeremy the night of that election.
Yeah, if I'm around you, they won't get me.
Because Jeremy's
gonna be over there. No, Dustin.
I can hear you. I can hear you with your toy guns. It just America is stupid.
I can hear Jeremy telling them right now. Every time one of them walks near me, I'd hear Jeremy right now. Leave him alone. Stay away from him.
but 60. And you know what? I gotta agree with that number as being as high as this because I just don't think Americans are smart anymore.
No, they don't.
We don't want to.
They don't.
You said
understand.
It. Critically think. I think yeah. we under, watch this. All you have to do is get on a computer in this information age and sift through a couple of links and then watch this. Just don't get to the first two pages. Go to the. I always tell people go to the end and see what else at the end of the links too, and because that's probably where the truth is.
Exactly where
then,
it's been filtered
and
out.
Then, yeah, and then you just find those links too, and you say you might be a book on this subject. It might be. So for instance, one thing that I saw. And not to change the subject too much, but they was, anytime my liberal little pages I follow say something like, that's not true. Like, no way that's true. They were saying that black people or black women account for like 70% of doctorate and master's degree. I said, no
really?
Way that's, I was like, no way that's true. Like, I'm a black person. I'm like, no way, that's a lot. It was 64%.
I think.
Black women. And I was like.
That's not surprising.
Women?
I mean, because we had this conversation, I don't remember a while back
people.
When we were talking about that because. You were saying something about a lot of white doctors in our
that changes.
Yeah, and I was like, nah, man. I'm like, I have a black doctor. Almost every single doctor I see, I don't hardly ever see like a white person. You know?
My doctor's black.
No, I said, what did you find? That it was majority of doctors were still white. We just don't see it.
I was surprised.
I don't know where they're at.
Yeah, they're not here.
we don't see them. Not that it matters, my doctor's black.
Yeah, that's black.
Well, I mean, most. I mean,
we're
I'm telling
South
you,
too. We're in the South too. Yeah. So,
I think the main reason why I say that is I agree with you that our generations are dumber. They've succeeded in dumbing us down.
Well, do we know if they're pulling out dictatorship stuff in history in schools at all? Or, like, is that still existing, or do y'all know that?
I know I learned about it when I was in school.
But
what I don't know about.
Here's the problem with critical race theory, I always felt like it was an attack on black history and. Because we do need to understand the minority's contribution to this country. Everybody contribute to this country, all right? I'm with that, but we need to explain the ones, we can't suppress it. And then we can't suppress the fact that when, white people did some bad stuff in history, okay? We got to get it over, let's deal with it.
Well, they've been doing bad stuff in history forever.
Right, but I'm saying we shouldn't cover it up.
No, definitely not.
We should explain it. Watch this, let your kids know that. I'm going to let my daughter know that. So then he goes, hey, but not all of them are bad. You can have these conversations. There are great. It was the white people that helped black people in slavery and help black people during the civil rights movement. And we can talk about this stuff. We can talk. You don't have to be this version. You can be this version.
Right.
You have options. But when you whitewash it, to your point, if you're whitewashing history so that one group looks amazingly good and was nothing bad, then you have to take out dictators. But then watch this. Then you become naive to dictators.
Exactly. Well, that's what I'm trying to look at is, when you were saying that a lot of people may not understand a dictator, well, are we getting rid of that out of history or something? Or are we just pretending like it doesn't exist?
No, it's because they paint. What they do is they paint it in a way to where, like I was saying, they give you these bullet points on things that sound good, and they're not going to give you the other bullet point where they're like, oh, this is really, 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 really bad.
I'm going to ask the kids tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm asking them.
But I'm sure, but the only ones that they're telling them about, and I feel like in history.
Hitler is so popular.
Yeah. Hitler and Stalin.
But even Stalin.
Well, the thing
worse.
Is you can't erase Hitler. He's too.
Yeah, he's too big.
He's too big.
The Jews won't let us erase Hitler.
But
well, I mean, you have
what others in history class did we really learn about other than Hitler?
Mussolini.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Hitler, Stalin, and Mussolini.
I don't know. They don't tell the tale. I can't remember.
Fidel Castro.
Fidel Castro.
Yeah.
Don't forget about Donald Trump. He's
he's not Hitler.
Oh.
No.
That's just what I hear on the news.
But think about it.
They call everybody Hitler, bro.
Anyway, the main reason this is happening, is that they've succeeded in dumbing the generations down. They've been dumbing the generations down for forever. I mean, with the food, with the dyes and everything.
It might be putting stuff in our food control us.
Your water, everything. Not only on top of that, that diehard generation that you had, those diehard Americans that there is no, absolutely no way, they're dying off. Those older generations of those World War I, World War II guys and all that, that diehard Americans, they're dying off.
Yeah.
Don't exist. Now we have people who think they're a cat and live in a litter box.
Amanda told me the other day when I left for work that Cosmo was like, I wish Dad would have never started learning about all these different dyes that are in food. Now we can't eat anything good.
Man, I've been telling people for years, man. But I mean,
well, because I've put a we're not allowed to buy that moratorium in on a lot of this stuff now. I'm like
Aldi.
I'm like, if your cereal is colorful, it is not in this house anymore.
We got the Three Wishes cereal.
Those cereals, but we buy them from Aldi. They don't use dyes.
Yeah.
Like it's a sugar, bro. You gotta get rid of sugar too.
Yeah, I'm like, if we're not eating Cheerios or Flakes or Mini Wheats at this point, it ain't happening. But
they're in there going,
look into Three Wishes.
Just because you're getting skinny doesn't mean I have to starve.
Three Wishes is a good cereal. It's a little bit more expensive, but like they got a cinnamon one. I just add natural cinnamon
have
to
you
it.
Seen Magic
it's
Spoon?
Huh?
You ever seen
Magic Spoon's good, yeah. But they got a little bit of milk on it, but it's like it's healthier. You don't have artificial
flavors. $10 a box, too.
Holy smokes.
See, that's the thing.
That's what I was telling my wife. I said, this pay right for here is what's so horrible about this country.
Poison? Or
cost.
Healthy?
Yeah. It's
you can buy this can of Coke for a dollar.
Buy that water for $5.
This water's $5.
Yeah, it's really ass backwards.
This cheeseburger is $1.
Don't say that. I want
$1.75. But this salad,
6 months,
$6.
Yeah, I'd like even like a salad right now, but I can't even have that. So
you just on liquid still, right?
Yep.
Oh man. Well, I'm done to get people. My brain is racked. Wow. I enjoyed this fun conversation.
Before we go, just one last quick question.
Happy.
Is it possible? Give me a percentage, Trey specifically. I know Dustin's on the same wavelength I am. Is it possible, and what's the percentage, that this Black Hawk was remote controlled and there were zero people on board?
Possibility. That's what you want, my percentage of the possibility, that's...
Well, is it possible, yes or no?
Yes.
What's the percentage of possibility then, yeah?
Given the information I received via text message from Baby Dustin, 90%.
90, wow.
He hit the exact number that I had in my head, too. I'm sitting here saying 90%.
Yeah.
Because it's been confirmed by somebody who works at Lockheed Martin.
Wait. It's confirmed about that one or the fact that it can be done?
It can be done.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, not that one.
It definitely can be done. There's no... That's a fact.
That's
it can be done.
That's the number I had in my head.
I have about 90%.
But I'm wondering what the percentage of possibility that this one was.
This is what I would say. If we know that those Blackhawks can be controlled remotely, then immediately the percentage of it potentially of that happening because they can't find the pilots and stuff like that goes through the roof.
Yeah,
because the evidence doesn't say that they were there.
Nuts, man, nuts. So what do you think that
I still say 90%.
I'm on the same boat.
And I'm telling you, it's because of two things. It's either because they did it as a sacrifice for something really evil. I think that's a possibility. Or they're going to use it as an excuse to do something else.
Don't say that. I'm
telling you, bro.
So what was good with the first part? I don't say the second part.
So did you have any comments about last week's episode with Baby D?
No, y'all did great, bro. I really enjoyed listening, man. I put it on while, you know, I played a game at the work to decompress. And I was listening. Y'all made me pause the game. So that's why I have note cards. By the way, I left at home in my rush to get here. And I was going to make comments back.
I'll give you some time next week then. We'll go back through it. Bring your note cards since you already wrote them out.
And Dustin, I was really about to come in here and just be on a tangent and tyrant. Because you said, Trey's going to be on one next week.
Let me tell you what. My people here, Trey sent this text message the other day. I mean, just like with all this, I'm coming at you kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I thought, are you kidding me? I'm like, I thought that was a good episode. I literally stopped and called him. And I'm like, because I was texting with Baby D too. I'm like, I thought it was pretty good. Like, I just listened to it. I'm like, did you, did What? You know, so I called Trey. I'm like, Trey, dude, really? What? Like, what? Really? He's like, nah, man, I was just playing around because of what Dustin said. When, I was like, okay, fair.
When he answered the phone, did he answer it the way Dustin did it?
What's up, man? I try to talk to Jerry at least once a week. I never answer the phone like that. I was like, yo. Like that. Yeah. And I don't watch it. Have you ever noticed I don't say bye? You ever notice that?
Yeah.
I tried to, and Jeremy says bye to me, and it's so awkward. So he says bye, and I'm like, all right.
Talk to you later. That's what I always say.
I never say bye because I want to see you again. So bye is too permanent for me. So
it's too permanent.
See you later.
Oh man.
So I'll see you later, man.
Now I feel bad.
Yeah. No. But it's just it's something I heard from this guy who was helping me to grieve into my dad, and he's like, yeah, you probably won't need to work on not saying bye to somebody. Just say I'll see you later.
That's fair.
So it's like, even if you won't, at least you expect it to.
Yeah.
And he was saying, it's just like, bye me. I mean, like, bye, Jeremy. Dang, it feels permanent. But when you say, hey, I'll see you later, I have an expectation of seeing you again. Whether we do or not. But watch this. For Christians, it's always see you later.
That's true.
So that, and then he was like, I was like, you know what? Like,
that's right. That's right. Yeah. Well, I appreciate everybody for listening. We'll see you on the next one.
Amen. Remember, grace out there for between the lines.
Yeah.